That point in 1992 through 1997, 98, was still, you'd find abandoned houses with grass 3 feet tall. You'd have abandoned cars that were just left there. You'd find all kind of trash, literally, in people's backyard, you know, 4 feet deep. And so we were able to go and literally get all the public works people and the city people to come. Wynn helped us to put the pressure on the city to do its job. But at that point, you know, if we go back the mid-90s, it was just, that was reflective of almost every single block in the whole area. Yeah. So I think in many ways it was the churches that helped to begin to push folks to do something. Because in this area, it was what had happened, the state of the neighborhood was you had mostly older black families here who just thought it was their lot in life to have these dudes hanging in the corner selling stuff, shooting each other in the street, and they felt totally helpless. And so I and many other pastors said, hold it, you don't have to be helpless. We can help you do something. No, we've tried. I said, no, we're going to try a different route. That's when we worked with Wynn, the Voice of Our Faith Network, and Wynn was excellent in giving us kind of the technology of how to take our resources. So what I did here at St. Martin's, similar to some of my other pastors, is that I began to get people very involved in this organization with Wynn. We organized, and how Wynn works with small groups and large groups. We work with other entities. We began to give people a sense of their power, that we really could make something happen. And people were absolutely amazed, like, wow, we helped to get the police to show up. We helped to get the city people to show up. We helped them to move the trash off the street. People actually responded. So a lot of the older ladies who really felt they had no other resources were absolutely amazed. So I think it's a good example of how that my job, as I often tell people, to be like the cheerleader, to help people see their strengths and use their strengths.